Bottom-up listening for the TOEIC test.
Unit 1. Computers and Communication. Your. He's. Their. Whose. Sisters. Williams. Warming up.
1. I hear your computer's broken. 2. They're being delivered tomorrow. 3. You'd better buy them on the internet. 4. I like buying books online. I've always done it. 5. Who's in charge of repairing computers?
6. There are 2 people that know a lot about computers. 7. Thanks. You're always so helpful. 8. My computer stopped working. I have to buy a new one. 9. I've had this PC since I was in high school. 10. He'd become a system engineer when he was 24. In charge of, repair, set up, foundation, poverty.
Part 1. Photographs. Choose the best statement for each picture. 1. A.
They're operating a computer.
B.
They're making a computer file.
C.
They're playing a computer game.
D.
They're in front of a computer. Two. A.
There's a keyboard in front of the notebook.
B.
There are 2 computers on the desktop.
C.
There's a laptop computer on the notebook.
D.
There are a lot of books on the desktop. Part 2. Question response. Choose the best response to each question or statement. 3.
Who's in the computer room?
A. It's mine. B. I'm sorry, there's no more room. C. There are 4 engineers still there. Four. Have you ever bought books online? A.
Yes, I've always done it.
B.
What have you found in the Amazon?
C.
The book's fallen down.
Five.
Where are the monitors we ordered?
A. We're monitored at all times. B. They're being delivered tomorrow. C. Yes, they were. Six. If only you'd asked me which printer to buy. A.
Yes, I'd better get a new one.
B.
My printer's broken.
C.
You're absolutely right.
Part 3. Short conversation. Choose the best answer to each question. Excuse me, Jane. Who's in charge of repairing computers? Mine's not working.
There are 2 people that know a lot about computers. Bob's one of them. He's standing over there by the coffee machine.
Thanks. You're always so helpful.
You're welcome.
7. What is the problem? Eight. Where is Bob? Part 4. Short talk. Choose the best answer to each question.
Today, we've invited John Baker. John set up a very successful software company just after he'd graduated from Stanford University. By selling his company, he'd become a billionaire at the age of 28. He's now decided to set up a foundation to provide computers to children in poverty all over the world.
9. What does John Baker want to do? Ten. What do we learn about John Baker?